أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون. Yesterday we read that Allah Ta'ala must guide those people who are fasiqeen, who transgress and break the laws of Allah and keep on breaking them. And then they reach a stage that now Allah Ta'ala puts a seal on their heart, and then hidayat is not for those people. So this is all on account of the wrong these people do themselves and do not make tawbah and carry on. And the details of it comes in the hadith that every time a person commits a sin, a black spot forms on the heart. If he doesn't make tawbah, then the whole heart becomes black. And then good and righteousness does not enter that heart anymore. But in spite of that, may Allah Ta'ala still gives opportunities to poor people that they get the thought that I must make tawbah, I must correct my lives. And we have seen that people who are very much gone astray, but still the thought comes to them, also we must make tawbah. So whenever that thought comes to us, I must change my life, I must correct my life, then a person must not delay. He must immediately turn to Allah. Allah will open the doors for that person. Further, on whom the doors of hidayat close, Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَنْقُذُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِ. جو توڑتے ہیں خدا کی معاہدہ کو مضبوط کرنے کے بعد. Those people who break their covenant, their agreement they made with Allah Ta'ala, after that they had made that covenant and agreement strong with Allah, and then they break it, then also for such people, then the doors of hidayat start closing on those people. This covenant that is referred to is that from every person Allah had taken this agreement that a person believes in Allah Ta'ala, the existence of Allah, and the Tawheed. He does not make any shirk with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And that he believes in all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the Rasuls that came. Or some Mufassirin have written, this refers to the covenant that Allah Ta'ala took from the Jews and Christians, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will appear, they will bring Iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the last and the final messenger and Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. Or it refers to the covenant of arrest, that is, before we came in this world, all our arwah were gathered, and Allah Ta'ala asked all, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? And all had agreed that oh Allah, you are our Rabb. And then in this world, that we, when we break this covenant, and now we don't believe in Allah as our Rabb, our nourisher, sustainer, etc. So whatever the case may be, it is for all of it also. Then when a person breaks this covenant and he does not again renew it and correct it, and he carries on breaking it, then also the doors of hidayat start closing on such a person. Further, وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرُ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّ صَلَى. اور قطع کرتے ہیں اس چیز کو جس کو اللہ نے فرمایا ملانے کو. And those people also, and those category of people that cut all those things that Allah Ta'ala had commanded that we must join. And this is, in its general form, refers to all the things that Allah commanded us to join, and we cut those things. That is, we must join and connect to Allah Ta'ala, and we break our connection with Allah Ta'ala. We don't have our connection with Allah Ta'ala. It also refers to family ties, that we are commanded to join family ties. And then if we cut family ties, we don't speak to family people, we fight with family people, etc. And like this, there are many more things also all which Allah has commanded that we must join and connect with, and we break those things and we keep on doing it without any tawbah, then also that the doors of hidayat start closing on such a person. And the next is وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ or fasad karte hai mulk mein, and those who cause fasad, destruction on the earth, and the fasad are all those things by our words, our actions and our thoughts which we break the commands of Allah Ta'ala. That is all that is all causing destruction. Every time we break the command of Allah Ta'ala, this causes havoc on the earth. And what we are witnessing presently, unfortunately, what is happening in the ummah at large, what is happening to us individually, in our families, collectively, it is all this facade that has caused this. That we break the laws of Allah Ta'ala and we transgress and we go against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So it is only in our best interest that we observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Being weak, we make tawbah and istighfar regularly, and we choose all those things by which Allah's rahmat comes down. Like for example, abundance of durood sharif, tawbah, istighfar, sadaqah, etc. This all brings the Allah's rahmat. And then at the end Allah Ta'ala says, all those for whom the doors of Allah's hidayat close, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ وَهِي هَيْ تُوْتِي وَالِي. These are those people, it is only these people who will suffer a loss. That is this great loss of Iman and Islam, this great loss of using our brains to reach Allah Ta'ala and to use the natural faculties Allah has given us, and what all for means of hidayat Allah has put in the world. That when a person loses all that, then he has lost everything. It is like a person who starts a business and he puts in his capital in the business, and then instead of making a profit, and not only just a loss, but he loses his capital also. So like that, the capital that Allah gave us of Iman, the capital of our brains and being able to reach Allah Ta'ala, to understand, to gain the marifat of Allah and thereby the love of Allah. Instead of doing good deeds and enhancing our position, we lost our capital also. That is that very capacity and that Iman and connection with Allah Ta'ala. So these are all those people Allah explains, then they become misguided by Allah Ta'ala. So, and even for these people, Allah does not close the doors of hidayat, but the opportunities still come. Those who observe the laws of Allah, Allah opens more and more doors of Allah's marifat, Allah's love, closeness of Allah, more ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. But on the other hand, when a person goes in the wrong direction, then Allah Ta'ala closes the doors of hidayat. But as explained, Allah still gives the opportunity to everyone from time to time. At those times, we must grab those opportunities and turn back to Allah Ta'ala and become obedient to Allah. May Allah make us of all those people who have gained the hidayat and become closer and closer to Allah, and that we don't become distant and far off from Allah Ta'ala. For us, we must be concerned, for our families, for the whole ummah also, and make effort on the whole ummah that all of us gain this hidayat and we turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala.